Psalm 50, Preface. The kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of Christ, man becomes a new creature. Faith and the service of sin, righteousness and unrighteousness, Christ and Belial, the Holy Ghost and the Prince of Darkness, can have no communion with each other. Neither can they dwell together peaceably in one and the same heart. The Christian, who willingly commits sin against the protest of his own conscience, loses grace and faith, offends God, grieves the Holy Ghost, and drives away his guardian angels. And if he impenitently remains in his fallen condition, he loses soul and salvation. Neither will it be of any avail to him that he once was a child and heir of God. Hating instruction, despising reproof, and rejecting the word of God is a sure way to everlasting destruction. But inclining the ear to reproof and to hear instruction, confessing and forsaking sin, is stepping on the way unto life. Let us be doers of the word and not hearers only. Let us present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, letting our light so shine before men that, seeing our good works, they may glorify our Father which is in heaven. So we are taught in the 50th Psalm. The Worship of God in Spirit and in Truth. A Psalm of Asaph. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken, and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come, and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings, to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he-goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldst take my covenant in thy mouth? Seeing thou hatest instruction, and cast my words behind thee, when thou saw a thief, then thou contended with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers? Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frames deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thought that I was altogether such a one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offers praise glorifies me, and to him that orders his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Summary. Here is a strong testimony against spiritual pride of all those who trust for righteousness in their own works of piety and worship. These count their life and virtues so precious as to imagine that God is indebted to them, and owes them a reward. But Asaph inverts it and teaches us to thank and praise God for his mercies, confessing that we are not able to repay him even for the very least of his benefactions. To call upon God in the time of need and to return thanks and praise for his mercies is the true worship, the best sacrifice, and the right way to see the salvation of the Lord. Unto this praise belongs the paying of one's vows, not such self-chosen and foolish vows as those of monkery, but those made in holy baptism and comprised in the Ten Commandments, especially the first two, in which we are pledged to trust in God, to call on his name, and to worship him with prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. Prayer. Lord, our Savior, enlighten our eyes to know all thy mercies, and create in us such hearts which may be truly grateful unto thee. Forgive us our sins for the sake of the sacrifice of thy Son on the cross, and enlarge our hearts to walk in the way of thy commandments, and so to pay unto thee the sacred vow made in holy baptism. Amen.